I go from feeling uncontainable, like I could dive into the wind and never come down, to feeling like I'm a billion light years away, alone, nothing but darkness to see. So this is what having a recovering heart feels like. This used to be a familiar thing, back when boys who had no real definition of what being a man is ruled my life. I met you and everything changed. My idea of love, my self-awareness, my dreams for the future. I pray to all that is, please, please, please. All I want, need, is my best friend. And there you were, standing in the rain. I knew something when I saw you. I maybe didn't understand what I was feeling when our eyes first met. My intuition was calling. Now, almost 2 years later, I'm like a baby deer trying to walk, shaky legs, vulnerable with every step. I love you so deeply, and that's what makes this so hard. That we have to change, that we have to wander alone. I'm both excited for the endless possibilities, but also terrified. I want to be free, but I also want your hand within arm's reach. I'm used to heartbreak to come from a place of lust, apathy, recklessness. But this comes from a place of love, and despite the anguish I feel, I'm grateful. These open winds sting with every thought of you, but somehow I'm still grateful. My defense mechanisms are telling me to forget you, destroy you, destroy myself. But what good is that? Why fall back into old dirty habits? Why drown myself in booze when I didn't get sober for you, but for me? Why fuck some stranger when I know what making love feels like? You were at one time a stranger in my bed, but I knew you somehow. I already knew you. So easy, still hard, but much easier to thaw my heart and my body, my soul. You were the first day of spring. It's fall now, and the leaves have changed, much like time, much like Gus. As much as I want to curse the stars, the planets, and whatever it is that led to us, to where we are now, where my fantasies of us may never be fulfilled, somehow I'm still grateful. I'm grateful for the joys, the tears, the lessons, and the obstacles. I'm grateful for the days and nights where we couldn't unravel ourselves, where we couldn't stop kissing, where we couldn't get any closer no matter how we pulled. I'm grateful for the shadows that were unveiled, whether we were ready for it or not. Grateful for the love for this, although shifting, it is unconditional, although undetermined, it is infinite.
is Bird Note. When climate scientist Sophia Barboza was living in New York City, she found it challenging to connect with the outdoors the same way she had growing up in Pennsylvania.
But luckily, I was living like a 10-minute walk from Central Park and a 10-minute walk from Morningside Park. So that was like really my refuge. And so what I saw really was like birds, ducks or geese. There were these ducks that would come like sit in the grass and like cuddle together. And I would just like sit there and observe. And it just brought me so much peace amidst the bustle of the city. That's kind of when I started appreciating birds a bit more.
When she later returned to live in Pennsylvania, Sophia brought her new awareness of birds with her.
I'm just like having an ear for them more now. Instead of like, oh, birds are singing, I feel like I can hear that there's like different species. I think before I never really gave it too much attention. So I've been really enjoying that. And also like learning about the psychological benefits of it, that birds sing when there aren't predators around. So we've learned that creates like a peaceful and safe feeling for humans as well.
It's Latino Conservation Week. Learn more on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Jonice Franklin.
And welcome back. That last track before the PSA right there was... what did I play? I can't even remember now. I played... oh, it was a song by Debbie Kreis called Two Little Birds off their album Tower. Canadian band Debbie Kreis. A little bit of... a commercial drive gentrification topic, if you will, but for those who have been following the show for a while, I started climbing this year, and sort of part of that kind of journey getting into rock climbing was through this like non-for-profit community event called Bouncing Axe. One of my friends from the local skate park also is like a big climber, and he does like a lot of marketing stuff for Arc'teryx and kind of runs this community pop-up on the side where people, you know, who can normally not really afford to go climbing in a gym. This is usually due to the fact that the Hive is like kind of the only available gym, indoor climbing gym in Vancouver, as far as I know. And it just allows people to gather on weeknights to climb this, you know, this one tiny like spray board that they have at the back of this this art studio, this like a sewing studio space called Ulterior Studios, which occupies the old Red Velvet room. For those who are familiar with the Drive, which was like a, from what I understand, this is before my time, was sort of like a banquet and wedding gathering space that people could rent out back in the day, but just old heritage building that now is occupied with a studio. And so for like maybe about like 2 years now, they'd been running these community events, and they run other things like chess nights and cool things like that. But recently the entire block has been sanctioned out to developers to build an apartment complex. And with that, this has been sort of the last month of not only Ulterior Studios, but the next door, you know, artist space. There's another artist space next door where I think it's called the Swamp Collective, if I'm not mistaken, who are just like home to a bunch of like different like ceramicists and like painters and, you know, people who are into like, you know, clothing and whatnot, like all sorts of good stuff and whatnot. And so this past Car Free Day, the Swamp Collective kind of closed their doors and kind of sold off all those things. So, you know, we went to go check it out, and some of my friends bought some of their ceramic materials and sort of said bye to some of the local artists there who are now going to have to look for a new space in order to, you know, work on their craft and whatnot. But I kind of wanted to focus up more on Ulterior Studios, which is kind of like the place I've spent more time. But, you know, the people there are like super, super nice, and it's super nice of them to like open their space for us to like come climbing like a couple, like, you know, once every week or so, as well as like they've been sort of gracious to like have these like kind of free gear pop-ups. Like every winter, Takeover Skateboarding does like a little free store for like by POC people in order to get like them enough gear to go like snowboarding or skiing or whatever that might be to do winter sports for that season. But also for me, like, because I already kind of have the gear necessitated to snowboard and whatnot, I was like borrowing a lot of crash pads in order to go outdoor bouldering instead of very privileged by them that they've been allowed to like give out and like sort of store a bunch of gear to loan out to people. And, you know, this year especially, I've been doing like a ton of like outdoor bouldering, but it's super sad to see the space go and, you know, be sold to like potentially like, you know, luxury apartments, which kind of seems to be like the trend in Vancouver a little bit. But yeah, I mean, it was kind of like a bit of a, like a loss of like a very important like art space and community space on the drive a little bit. And I'm sure the guys at Ulterior Studios will be okay. Like, it sounds like they've kind of already got you know, another store in the works, another like studio space in the works. But yeah, we went over and sort of like said our goodbyes, and like kind of I saw that they like took out the climbing wall from the studio, which was like a little bit sad. But yeah, it really sucks. And, you know, me and my girlfriend went and we were like, okay, well, we've been here so much and I can't really afford the clothing there, I'm gonna be honest. But, you know, we both bought like a t-shirt there just to like support them and like, you know, maybe, you know, help them in the move a little bit to their new location. But yeah, it really sucks, you know, those kind of spaces like leaving the drive and whatnot, like, you know, those hangout spaces are super important. They have such like an interesting like open door policy, things that you kind of only find, honestly, like the only stores I've kind of felt that with is like skate shops. But, you know, Ulterior Studios totally had that vibe of like, you know, people would come in and out and people would come in, and, you know, they've got like cool furniture there and you can come and sit and hang out, and they've always got like records on and you can go and like talk to the guys while they're like doing their work and stuff. And it was such a cool space. And so this is sort of like, yeah, they're posting on Instagram, but it's like kind of the last couple weeks of that space. So, you know, if you guys are around, like on the drive, like maybe check out some of the stuff that they have at Ulterior Studios and maybe give them a little bit of support while they go on to their next space. Hopefully it's not too far, because I do enjoy hanging out there. Anyways, on to some more music for today. I've got some jungle/DNB, a song called Oko by Exel. Oh, I can't pronounce this. Exel Little, off their album Anemones, here on CGSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back.
gentle affair. Moments I kissed him, emotion we shared. I put down my phone now, it's making me sick. I'm happy alone now, I still miss you. Without thinking of me, my eyes were like faucets, and I couldn't breathe. I'm whole and I'm sturdy, don't need no one else, but it keeps on hurting. I'm hurting myself. Tried harder to figure me out. Every time you touched me, I felt like a god. Then I felt unworthy. I know that I'm not. You said you respect me. Why do I feel used? Tenderness and death meet at the bottom of that swimming pool. I never got to wait in with you. Ooh.
Welcome back. That last track there was Kylie V, Swimming Pool, here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Coming down to the bottom of the hour for this week, so I'm going to sign off. But if you like what you heard this week, be sure to tune in again next week. Once again, I've been your host, Farron. And for my last track this week, or my last grouping of tracks, I'm going to play two soft cult songs. I've got Spiraling Out and Shortest Fuse. Which will be up next. So I'll see you again next week, same time, Thursday at 1 p.m. Bye bye. I closed the music tab. 1 second. What an intro. What an outro to my show. I was trying to finish up my play sheet. Nuked the whole music because I thought it was on the tab. All right, music's back now.